Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Joining me now in studio, Jessica Nicole Brown. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I was so excited to get your message on Instagram. I started seeing the posts that you were working on new music, ready to release a new music video. And I was like, oh, she's back. She's ready. She's going. Yeah. And then you messaged me and I was like, yes, perfectly. Because if you didn't send me a message, I was going to send you a message. Eventually, I was going to be in the DMs saying, you got to get on here so we can hear the new music. So welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes, it's good to be back. It's feels good. Little bit of a relief as well to finally be back. So I'm excited for people to experience what I've been working on.
Yeah. Well, we're ready to experience it with you. And we were talking a little bit before we jumped on the air here how you have a little bit of a game plan in set next couple of months. Going to be a little busy. Mm-hmm. Get all that stuff all laid out. I took a little bit of a hiatus, though. It was like almost close to 3 years, you've been saying.
Yeah.
We don't have to go into too much detail, but what was that break about? What was Jessica Nicole? Just life in the way type of thing?
Yeah. You know, especially being an independent artist, having to do a lot on my own. So that also means, you know, balancing a full-time job so I can still eat and pay for everything.
Sure.
You know, while also wanting to fulfill my dream, basically, right, of just, you know, music and just creating overall. So there was definitely some ups and downs, peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And so that's basically what Valley Girl is about.
Cool. Yeah. And that's, of course, the new track. So you have to get through all that stuff to have motivation or inspiration or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And now we have a song called Valley Girl, which we're going to hear in a matter of moments here. Mm. What should we know about this song? Obviously, you touched on it a little bit there, but any more detail?
Mm.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's just, you know, about the growth, the hard times, the quiet times, awkward times, you know, vulnerability as well.
Sure.
I really just like, because I know a lot of times when I brought the title to people, they heard Valley Girl, they think like Cali.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, it's basically, you know, valleys, highs and lows. Valley is the low. So it's basically talking about me being at one of the low points, especially within the last 3 years, because I'm not the most patient person.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously I want to, you know, keep putting music out, keep connecting with the audience that I do have, growing the audience. And so within those 3 years, I'm just like, okay, is anybody gonna wanna, you know, keep help up?
Yeah.
When I, you know, when I finally come back. So just worrying and, you know, stressing, and also life, blows from life coming, you know,
sure,
around that same time. So all of that is wrapped up in the song Valley Girl.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you get to write what you know and what you're going through. So that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, I think some people don't give enough credit, I think, to local artists, especially independent artists like yourself, that are doing everything.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to the music video, when it comes to the song production, when it comes to then promoting the shows and doing, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff. And then, yes, you got to eat, right?
Yeah.
You got to have some type of other life going on as well. And I want people to think of that more. And that's why, I mean, you're always welcome here at any time, of course, to play new music and everything. But I always like to highlight that when it comes to local artists, because it is a passion that we're doing it at this point. You're doing it for what you get out of it.
Yeah.
And then hopefully people are going to connect and can continue on. But I think it's okay to take a break once in a while, too.
Yeah, that's tough for me, though.
It's tough. It's tough, but it's okay. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to do that, because I think you need, life needs that balance.
It does, and that's what I'm still trying to find as well.
Sure.
Because, I don't know, it's just once I have my mind set on something or I have a goal, and I'm not saying that this is how people should go about it, but, and I've also been working on that, just trying to balance, you know, working hard, but also, you know, eating right, trying to exercise just to also help your mental and your physical at the same time.
Sure.
So I've just, I've been trying to work on that.
Trying to get the balance going.
Yeah.
Get the balance going. The music video, as we mentioned, posted up on our website. People will be able to check it out at hits96.com. Of course, if they follow you on socials, YouTube, the whole thing, it's up there. And now in this music video, and maybe this is part of the storyline, if you will, but you actually have a goatee at one point. I know this might be a little bit of a spoiler, but it's an interesting visual.
Yeah.
So explain that, kind of what that is supposed to symbolize in it. Because at first I was like, well, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you had that reaction. A lot of people probably do. and what's crazy is I didn't even think about the fullness of what people might think.
Sure.
But yeah, so I do, I did grow some facial hair,
yeah.
You know, within the, over the last 3 years, it
right.
took a while to grow.
It took a lot.
but so it did start out as just a vision, a visual idea. I just saw myself for this project, even when I didn't know it was Valley Girl,
sure.
so to say. Just saw myself being a bit more hairy than usual.
Right.
But also wearing a pink dress, or not a pink dress, a yellow dress at the same time.
Yep.
But over the course of me putting the project together, I did realize, okay, so this also symbolizes, you know, being away for all that time, being in a way stranded,
mm-hmm.
Stuck, being somewhere a bit unknown, trying to find my way back, so to say, you know, symbolizing the growth, the roughness, you know, the hardships that I went through during those 3 years. So all of that is kind of what the extra hair is supposed to
represent. All right. Very good. Well, it's a great video. All your
Thank
music
you.
Videos. I know the tip take a lot of hard work. You are doing a lot of it by yourself, and it's awesome to see because they always have a great message behind them. They're always super fun to watch, very creative. So in addition to the video for Valley Girl, we also posted up a few of my personal favorites on our website as well from
Ooh, nice.
On My Way, and one of my favorites is still Chinese Food, I have to say, and a couple others. So people will be able to check those out. And of course, we want you to follow Jessica on social media. That's at the JNB Way. So both on Instagram and Facebook. Are you on TikTok too, Jessica? Or is it
yeah,
just
TikTok.
TikTok as well. Okay,
yeah.
So we'll link up everything at hits96.com and we'll get into it. But I think it's time to play some music.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, Jessica, thank you so much for stopping by and bringing us new music. You're always welcome here. Whenever you have a new project, you come on in, you let me know, and we'll make it happen.
Sounds good. I love it here.
All right, here we go. It's Valley Girl, Jessica Nicole Brown, right here on Hits 96. Enjoy.